God. Oh, why on others now? Oh, Lord, you don't pass me by. Oh, my Lord and Savior. Oh, Savior, Savior. I'm
pray. Let us all pray this moment. Let us all pray and say, Lord, we thank you, O God, for yet another time like this, Lord. Grace once more, Lord Jesus. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you for the day. Thank you for our going out and our coming in, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our homes. Thank you for our children, Lord. Thank you for our working places. Thank you, O God, Lord. Above all, Lord Jesus, the grace that once again, O Lord, we have found, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord, tonight. Lord Jesus, oh, we've come, O God, with our sacrifice, Lord. A broken spirit, Lord. A contrite heart, Lord Jesus. We have come tonight, Lord, seeking your face. The Lord. Oh, by your word, O God, Lord Jesus. You touch us, Lord Jesus. Oh, you speak to our hearts tonight, Lord. Oh, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we have come. We have come. We have come, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. That, oh God, you never fail us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. The name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Another grace, Lord Jesus, you've given to us. Oh, Lord, today be the first prayer meeting, oh, Lord, in this place, oh, God. Father, we know that it is no difference, Lord. Because the Holy Spirit is everywhere, oh, Lord Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for the day, oh, God. All our activities today, oh, Lord, we know it has been thy grace that has seen us through. Our working places in our homes. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you. The Lord, you've granted genesis, Lord, from various places. And you have brought us together, Lord, tonight, Lord. Father, we've come with our sacrifice. A broken spirit, Lord. Broken and a contrite heart, Lord Jesus. We know you will never despise, Lord Jesus. So, Savior, Savior, tonight, Lord, hear our humble cry as we come to your presence, Lord. Father, we ask that, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh, your word of life, oh God, will find a place tonight. And even, Lord Jesus, inspiration will come from on high, Lord. Oh, to inspire us, Lord Jesus. That our utterances, Lord, will be according to what, Lord Jesus, you will us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, bless us tonight, Lord. Father, we commit as many that weren't able to come, Lord, into your hands. That wherever they are, Lord, touch them, O God. And even, Lord Jesus, we commit our pastor into your hands. And his family, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, sustain them, O God, by your spirit, Lord Jesus. And we here tonight, Lord, as Father, we've laid our sacrifice upon the altar. Let your fire come from on high now. Come and consume them, O Lord. And let it be, O Lord, a sweet incense, Lord. Oh, unto heavens. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you as you are standing. God bless you as you are standing. Let us take our Bibles and let's turn to Genesis 32. 24 and 28. Then we shall read our second reading also from the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 2 and 6. But first, let us read the scripture in Genesis 32, 27 and 28. Let us hear the word of God. And he said unto him, Genesis 32, 27, 28. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Amen. Praise God. Let's look at our second reading, 2 Chronicles 2 and 6. 2 Chronicles 2 and 6. But who is able to build him an house, seeing the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Whom am I then, that I should build him an house, save only to burn sacrifice before him? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's bow down. Dear Heavenly Father, we've read your word. And Lord, we know there is life behind it. Amen. And Father, that's the life, oh Lord, tonight we are with all expectation, Lord, that it will touch us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Now be seated. Just a moment. Excuse me for a while. Hey, he's single, see? Yeah, he's single. Our first reading, he said, what is your name? I believe you all remember before we left our old camp, our prayer meeting. Our last prayer meeting was this answer. We tried to confess our Jacob to the Lord so that he would change our old name and give us a new name. Praise the Lord. And so we confessed our Jacobs, and we were given a new name. Praise the Lord. How many believe? How many carried a new name? Praise the Lord. Because those old names, those Jacobs in our life, was not giving us any. It wasn't bringing any blessings unto us. Oh, that prayerlessness was not giving us any blessings. That lukewarmness was not giving us any blessings. There were many things in our lives that were not giving us the real blessings that we supposed to receive from our God. So we left them behind. Amen. And we've come to these new grounds with what? With our new names. Just like what? Jacob wrestled with the Lord, and his name was changed. His name Jacob never brought him anything that was good. So this evening, we are here are new names. Praise God. Let me read something from here. He said, now, the idea of a new name is very familiar one. That's from the prophet, reading from Pergamos, Pergamian church age. He said, the idea of a new name is a familiar one. He said, Abraham was changed to Abraham. Sarai was changed to Sarah. Jacob was changed to Israel. Simon was changed to Peter. Saul was changed to Paul. Oh, praise God. And the prophet said, these names either brought about change. So, brethren, if we have gotten our new names, then it has to bring what? A change in our lives. The prophet is saying here, he said, these names either brought about a change or were given because of a change. Amen. We all know about what? Abraham. Very old man. But there was a change in him. When his name was changed, they had no child. But when their names were changed, they were ready to what? To bring forth what? The promised child. Amen. He said, it was after Abraham and Sarai had their names changed by the Lord that they were made ready to receive the coming son. Amen. Their names changed before. They were what? They had no child then. Brethren, if there is any kind of barrenness, either in the womb, either spiritually, whatever be it, in the name of Jesus Christ, as long as we are carrying our new names now, amen, the expected change had to come. Praise God. And we all know that it has to take what? Overcoming. They overcame something. Abraham, we know, he was called and he obeyed. Obedience to the word of God. That will bring that change. Amen. Abraham hoped. You see, against hope, he believed in hope. So my brother, my sister, against hope, believe in hope. It will bring a change. Hallelujah. Abraham never looked at opposition. So never look at the opposition. It will bring a change. He never looked at his own age or the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he looked at the promise. Let us look at the promise of God. It will bring what? A change. Amen. Oh, with our new names. With our new names, brethren, let us be obedient to the word. It will bring that change. Let us never look at any opposition. The devil will always bring opposition to us. Something that will show that it is not possible. Look, tell the devil, I have a new name. It is possible in my life. The change will surely will come. Amen. He said Jacob was a supplanter, a deceiver. But when he wrestled with the Lord all the night long and was able to overcome, God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. And he blessed him. Amen. One thing was that Jacob, he despised that name. We had before we came here, that Jacob, he was moving towards a new camp. And he never wanted to go with the name Jacob to that camp. And so he asked God, he was desperate, that I despise this name. So Lord, change my name. He wrestled with God. And the change came. My brother, despise what? Everything that is what? Is contrary to the word of God. Despise sin. Amen. And there will be a change in your life. Oh, hallelujah. He despised that name. Let's despise the what? Any name that is what? Is contrary to the word of God. Any attitude in us that is contrary to the word of God. Any character that is contrary to the word of God. Let us what? Despise it. Jacob despised that name Jacob. Amen. And there was a change. He received a change. Amen. He said Paul was called Saul until he met the Holy Spirit in the form of a light that shined down upon him. His name was changed from Saul to Paul. Oh, praise the Lord. And let us look at what? Saul the Pharisee. He had authority. Young man with what? Authority and power. As what? A church leader. But one thing about him was that because he needed what? A change in his life. Praise God. He was ready to what? Forgo. Amen. Listen to it. He was ready to forgo it. Every education that he had what been able to attain, he allowed everything to go. Amen. My brother, anything that is not right with God, allow it to go. Amen. Amen. He said, I count them as dung for the excellency in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He was a learned man. He had authority, but that authority, he was ready to what? To let it go. So that he become a servant and a prisoner in the hand of God. Amen. He was ready to what? To serve. Let us all be ready to serve, brethren. God richly bless you the way how. Moving from that place, oh my. Where our brethren were doing work here and there. God richly bless you all. Amen. To bring this place in order. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. For once I was seeing some spirit in some brethren. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Ready to serve. I never saw it until when it began. The whole thing came practically. It needed. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. Let us continue in that spirit to serve the Lord. To serve one another. To be prisoners in the hands of God. Amen. And Saul the Pharisee, his name was changed to Paul the Apostle. He had his name changed. Amen. And then Peter. He said he was what? Called Simon when he met Jesus. He changed his name to Peter. And he also was ready to what? He was a fisherman, Simon the fisherman. But he was ready to allow his sheep. He left his sheep. He left his nets. He left his father. Amen. Amen. Brother, look at this. Jesus passing. And so Peter said, come, follow me. And he just left everything and followed him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let us follow him. Let us leave everything and follow him. Amen. God richly bless you for tonight. Many that have been able to come for this first prayer meeting in this house, God richly bless you. You have forgone a lot of things to be here. But God bless as many that weren't able to come because there are very, very genuine reasons why they are not here. God bless them also. Amen. But meanwhile, let us look back again at the messages that we had from the last camp before coming here. Tonight we are coming on something. You see, the prayer meeting tonight, I never told you. is a dedication, dedicating ourselves. Praise the Lord. And last Sunday you all had the topic for our Sunday sermon was also what? Dedication. Praise the Lord. So when Pastor started, I said, oh my, the Holy Spirit is truly moving. And I was telling Brother Wilmo that if even I've started a Sunday school, I would have taken a lot of wind out of the sail of a pastor's message, because I was coming to talk about what? Dedication. Oh, praise the Lord. But tonight, our prayer meeting is what? Dedication. We are coming to dedicate ourselves. And we are coming to look at the scripture. How God is expecting us to dedicate ourselves. Praise the Lord. Now, surely the Lord did many great things amongst us when we were in the old camp. And we will never forget. We will continue to thank Him for all the good things that He did amongst us. Amen. But we are here seeking what? Seeking higher grounds. Amen. We are here with great expectation of greater things to come. That is what we are looking forward to. Greater things to come here. And one of the last message that we had was about what? The Masterpiece Family. Amen. Brethren, I believe that you all know how the Holy Spirit brought that message to us before we left to this place. Because it is what? We are a family of the living God. And that day, the message that was coming, I'm talking to we the husbands. If we were looking on our wives, the things that were being said, if our attention was on our earthly wives, brethren, then we miss the revelation a little bit. Praise God. It was meant for all of us. As what? Wives toward Jesus Christ, our husband. So it wasn't mainly against what? Our earthly wives here. Praise the Lord. But it was for all of us. Amen. Amen. So let's get that thing. See, anyone who was literally looking only at the expectations from our earthly wives was not getting the full revelation of the message. It was more between us and what? Christ. Amen. Then our prayer, last prayer meeting was what? Confessing our Jacobs, as I've just said. You see, brethren, there are some things, as Paul said, all things are lawful to me, but not all things are expedient. Amen. All things are lawful to me, but not all things what? Edifies. Amen. Amen. So let us look at the things that are expedient and let us hold them unto God. Let us see the things that edifies and then hold on to it. Whilst I was in the room, brethren, I thought it was a full house. But when I came in, there's some few brethren and sisters seated here. But the way how your voices were what? Magnified. Amen. How do we say it? When something is raised high, what do we say it in music? No. Amplify it! Oh, hallelujah! The way how your voices were so amplified, I thought it was a full house. Brethren, that is what? Many angels are here singing along with you people and you never saw them. Oh, praise God! Many voices, just like what? The four lepers. Amen. When they said, if we sit here, we will die out of hunger. And so let's go to the enemy's camp. And there are food there. And if they kill us, it's the same thing. Because if we stay here, we will die. Amen. Amen. So let's go. And if they kill us, it's the same thing. My brother, if you sit down quiet, oh, my brother, you will die. Move forward and you see something. God will magnify their footsteps. Then that when the enemy had it, they thought it was what? A full house of what? army that was coming against them, they ran away, left the camp, left all the food behind. Oh, praise God. If we will move forward, God will magnify our footsteps. He will magnify our voices. Oh, praise God. And that is the spirit that I believe is still in this house. Oh, hallelujah. And then last Sunday, as I was saying, we heard about what? Dedication. Of the truth, brethren, we have to dedicate what? This place. Place of worship to the Lord. Isn't it? Because if you see even the billboard that was here, you could see the things that were being done here. Amen. Different spirits that were coming in here. We got to what? Kick all those spirits out from this place. Praise the Lord. As dedicating this place, what? This place of worship to the Lord. But meanwhile, brethren, we are going to see some scriptures as we read from the second scripture. He said, how? He said, but who is able to build him an house? Now we are coming to our dedication now. Who is able to build him an house? Seeing heaven and heaven of heavens. Oh my. Listen to the scripture. He said what? Heaven and heaven of heavens could not contain him. Praise the Lord. Then what kind of a house can you build for him? We cannot confine God in this building. We cannot confine him here. Say, oh God, sit down here. Every Wednesday we come and meet you. Every Friday we come and meet you. Every Sunday we come and meet you. We cannot confine God in a house, in a temple, in a building that has been what? Built by hands. Amen. Amen. We need to dedicate this place and kick out all the evil spirits that are lingering around here. But when it comes to the real dedication, he said, who can build me a house? The heavens and heavens of heavens could not contain him. Then what kind of house will you be able to build a mighty God like this? Yeah, tell me. Amen. When we read Acts 7, 46 to 49, he said, David found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon that built him a house. Verse 47, 48. He said, How be it, notwithstanding, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with the hands, as saith the prophets. Praise God. 49. He said, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Yes, sir. We got to find the place of his rest, his dwelling place. That is the place we need to dedicate. Hallelujah. Yes. We will dedicate this place to his glory, for his worship. But my brother, my sister, the Lord has a resting place. He has a temple somewhere. He has a dwelling place somewhere. That is what we need to dedicate. Praise God. Heaven and heaven of heavens could not contain him. He said, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house can you build to contain such a mighty God. And then he asks, what is the place of my rest? He's asking the question, where? What is the place of my rest? And who is able to build him an house? The heavens and heavens of heavens cannot contain him. The Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. And the Lord seeth himself. He said, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me? What's the place of my rest? Then he said something. Amen. He said something. He said, in 1 Corinthians 3:16, he said, ye are the temple of God. Ye are the temple of God. And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Hey, my brother, my sister. Heavens and heavens of heavens cannot contain him. Heavens is what? His throne. The earth is his footstool. A mighty God like this. Then he says, you are the temple. You are my temple. Let's read something from 2 Corinthians 6:16. My brother, I want us all to think about this. He said, for ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, he said, God himself has said, I will dwell in them. 2 Corinthians 6:16. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen. Oh my! No! God chosen me, you, to dwell. To walk in a mighty God. Oh my. A God that heavens and heavens of heavens cannot contain him. A God that has heaven as his throne and earth as his footstool. A God the Most High who dwelleth not in temples made by hands. The Holy God is saying, you are. I am his resting place. Oh my, brother. For a moment, just for 1 minute. Brother, think about this. Just for 1 moment. For 1 moment, be quiet and think about it. Let us all be quiet and think about this. God. Who heavens and heavens of heavens cannot contain him. A God who has heavens as his throne. A God who has the earth as his footstool. A God that will not dwell in a building, a temple, in a house that has been made by hands. Now he says, you are my temple, in whom I will dwell, and in whom I will walk. A whole mighty God, a holy God, says, it's you that I want to dwell in. Consider it, my brother. Consider it, my sister. A whole God said, you! One I want to dwell in. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I believe tonight, maybe your question is, Lord, what will you have me to do that I could be your temple? That I could be your resting place? That I will be your dwelling place? Lord, what will you have me to do? In the 2 Chronicles 2:6, he said, whom am I then that I should build him an house, save only burn sacrifices before him? Am I to burn only sacrifices before him because I cannot build him a house? Is it only sacrifices that I need to burn before him? And even that sacrifice, even that sacrifice, what is that sacrifice? David said in Psalm 51, 16 and 17. He said, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else I will give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. Said the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart, oh God, thou wilt not despise. Amen. Even the sacrifices, what is it? It is not what burnt offerings he's looking for. He's looking for what? He's looking for a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart. As a sacrifice, he will not despise it. Do you know how the inspiration came over the psalmist for him to write this? It was when he found out that he had defiled the temple of God. When he took somebody's wife, and the prophet Nathan went to him. It was after that he was inspired to write this. Amen. When he saw that he had what? Defiled the temple of God. My brother, if we will realize tonight that maybe in some way or the other we have defiled the temple of God, tonight we are going to dedicate our temple. We are going to dedicate ourselves to him, brethren. Amen. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. He said, I will not despise. So what is this sacrifice then? Our brother Apostle Paul have the answer. Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2. That's how. All what God wants us to do. My brother, real dedication to him. And what did Paul tell us? He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. Amen. Amen. We must present what? Our bodies. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Then he can come and dwell in and walk in it. And he will be your God. And you will be his child. Amen. Then the verse 2, he said, be not conformed to this world. Amen. Be not conformed to this world. Hallelujah. But be ye. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. My brother, my sister, when you go back, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 3:16 again, where he says, ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Verse 16, now let's look at verse 17. 1 Corinthians 3:16, 3:17 now. He said, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. Amen. So, brethren, it was when the psalmist saw that he had defiled the temple of God, then he came out with what? That inspiration that spoke to him that the sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, that the sacrifice is looking for. And then Paul came in to show us the way, that it is what? Presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Brethren, my sister, my brother, let us take notice of this. He said, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, let us tonight present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And he will never despise us. He will come and dwell in us and walk in us. Amen. Jesus himself was an example of what? Dedication to him that sent him. Because he said, knowing, he said, believest thou that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. When he has come into his temple, what you will say will never be from you. It will come from him that dwelleth in you. Amen. He said, but the Father dwelleth in me, and he doeth the works. So when he has come into his temple, my brother, is no more you. When you speak, it is Christ that is speaking. Your works will be what? Christ in you doing the works. Oh, brethren, we need to dedicate ourselves tonight unto the Lord. Amen. That's our reasonable service. That's the only way we can know that our God is dwelling in us and is working in us. Dedication of our very selves tonight. Brethren, God wants to walk in you. He wants to dwell in you. And when it becomes that way, then we become the sons of God. Because he said, as many that will receive, as many that received him, them he gave power to become the sons of God. As many that even believed. Amen. Tonight, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I'm reading from the prophet now. He said, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is here to inspire you. And remember, God will make your body come into your confession. If you say you are a Christian and believe it all along, your testimony will bring you right into it. So if you tonight will say, Lord, I surrender to you. I am your temple. He said your confession, your testimony will bring it right unto you. If you say it right from your heart, say, Lord, from tonight I dedicate this temple to you. I dedicate everything of me to you. Amen. Amen. Because Who can make what? One hair here. Who can make it? No hands can make it. So this is a temple. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Not made by hands of men. Man had been able to do everything. But has he been able to do what? To build a man like I'm standing here? Or what they can do is robots. Praise the Lord. You see the truth now here. A temple that is no man can make it. A temple that is not made by hands. One hair. No man can do it. That's the temple he said, I want to dwell in. Oh, hallelujah. And ye are the temple of the living God, whom he wants to dwell and walk. You are his resting place. And so he said, the prophet said, tonight, as the Holy Spirit is here to inspire you, amen, surrender to the Holy Spirit. And be sincere from your heart. And say tonight, I pledge that allegiance tonight. The Lord, I am your temple. Come in. So that every works is not me, it's you. When I speak, it is you. Praise God. My thoughts, my desires, my wish will be according to what? The Spirit that dwelleth in me. Dedication. Dedicating ourselves tonight. He said, if you believe in healing. My brother, how's our sister? Amen. Praise the Lord. Because tonight it was on my heart that we got to pray for her. Amen. And thank God she's already healed. My sister, how are you doing? In the name of Jesus Christ, we have put you in the hands of God. Amen. Tonight we will pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone sick? God Richie, bless you. We're going to pray for you. And you sick? Brother, we're going to pray for you. Who? Lorraine. Sister Gloria, your wife. Oh, praise God. We're going to pray for her. And let us look at something here. What the prophet said. He said, he died for our sins as we are getting ourselves to prayer. Because now, it is not we that is going to talk now. But it is him that is living in us. He's going to speak. Praise God. And he said, take notice, he died for our sins. My brother, my sister, there is no sin in you. Believe it tonight. That there is no sin in me. Amen. I cannot sin. Because the Almighty dwelleth in me. And he is a holy God. Praise God. Believe it tonight. That I'm without sin. Because he has taken away all my sins. Because the prophet says that he died for our sins. Amen. Amen. Then where is sin anymore in your life? He said he was wounded for our transgressions. So where is your transgression anymore? The wounds. Oh, cleared every transgressions. Amen. We are the temple of the living God. A holy God. Without spot, without blemish. Without wrinkle. A holy place. God is living in us. The Almighty God, who the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain him. We can contain him. Amen. He said, with his stripes, we are healed. How many believe it? Amen. With his stripes we are healed. Our sister Gloria is healed. Our sister Lily is healed. And day to night, we lift them up as the basis of anyone who is sick anywhere in this house. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim healing. Amen. He said, remember, the prophet said, remember that, have faith. When he said, with his stripes we are healed, he said, remember that. Remember that always. That by his stripes we are healed. He said, have faith. The prophet said, have faith. Don't waver. Stand on it. By his stripes we are healed. Sister, you are healed. Sister Gloria, you are healed. All sickness is over. Tonight, wherever it is, in the name of Jesus Christ. And our sister seated there, almost to the end of the transition, she has gone through 9 months. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. He is the Alpha and Omega. The one who started, the same one. He is the same at the end. The beginning and the end. Amen. Holy Spirit, strengthen her. Amen. He said, now deity is here with us. Deity is here with us. And you know deity? Oh, yes, sir. God in a man. God in a man. Deity. Praise the Lord. When he said, peace be still, he was just a man walking. That's how you are, my brother. Jesus walking like a man, but he was God. Amen. That's the way how you are tonight. Believe it, my brother, Amen. My sister. You are God walking. Amen. The gods, the sons of God. Amen. Every son of God is what? Is a heir with him. You are heir. Everything belongs to him. Everything that is for him, it belongs to you. Amen. He said, deity is here. He said, deity is in us. Oh, even I didn't see that. He said, deity is in us. Amen. Because he said, yet a little while, the world will not see me no more, but you will see me. For I will be in what? I will be in you. And you in me. Amen. That's how we are. The temple of the living God. The God that heavens is his throne and the earth is his footstool. Where even heavens and heavens and heavens cannot contain him. He said, we can contain him. Oh my God, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Said, then Christ is in his church until there is no more world. No more world. Then if we can find where Christ is working in his church, said, that's the church I want to be in. And that is the place we are. Where he has placed his name. Amen. And Jesus' last word, he said, when he left the world, he said, go ye all into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, is that right? And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. Then the prophet said, is that right? He said, now every church will come to that far. Oh yes, every church is coming to that far. They preach, they baptize, isn't it? Every church will come to that far. But about the rest of it, which is the rest of it? These signs shall follow them that believe. Mm-hmm. That is the point. These signs shall follow them that believe. Oh, as long as, brother, you believe, as long as, sister, you believe, Christ is in you. Amen. Say, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents, drink deadly things, and shall not harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Amen. And he was taken up from the midst of them. And the disciples returned with great joy and preached the word everywhere. And the Lord was working with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. Is that right? Amen. Then he said, the prophet said, now, that was what he preached. That is what we got to preach until Jesus returned. I read that Mark 16. If that isn't the truth, I don't believe the Bible. But I'm willing to put my soul and on any phrase of that word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because it is the truth. Amen. I believe the inspired word of God. Amen. I believe every word of it. Amen. That it is inspired. Amen. And I'm willing to trust my whole life. Anytime on God's word, his promise, for it is the truth. Amen. Brethren, that is for us tonight. The Almighty God has found a place in you, has found a place in me. Tonight, what is going to hold you back? Praise the Lord. Now speak it with faith. Amen. That I am the temple of the great living God. And as I say it, it will come to pass. Because he said it and it came to pass. My brother, my sister, you are no more yourself. Believe it tonight. That you are no more yourself. The Spirit of the Almighty God dwelleth in you. It dwelleth in you. My sister, you are already healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. As our sister back home, she's already healed. Amen. Oh, the Holy Spirit is upon our sister Bibi, in the name of Jesus Christ. And it is the Holy Spirit is holding her. Amen. And nothing, praise God, can be against the children of God. Tonight, believe it. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Musicians, start coming. Oh, hallelujah. How many believe tonight that you are the temple of the living God? So tonight is what? I dedicate myself, Lord. All, I don't know what song you have. I've dedicated all to you. All unto the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. My brother, my sister, let it be your prayer tonight that all is for the Lord. All is for the Lord. And the Lord is right in you. Amen. Tonight, every sickness, every disease, every work of Satan, oh, every imagination, anything that the devil has raised has been what? Crumpled down in Jesus' name. And thank God that our sister Julie also is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And never to come back again. Praise the Lord. Never to come back again. We don't want to. It will never come back. Believe it. Brother.
Amen.
Maybe I had to say this testimony to the glory of the Lord to inspire you. I am AS by blood. My wife is AS by blood. And our first son, we never knew it, Gideon. He was what? He picked my wife S and became SS. That means a sickler. And sickless, according to medicals, the longest he will live is 25 years. And truly, many of his classmates and friends that had the same sickness, they've all gone to the Lord. He is still alive.
Amen.
To make nonsense.
Amen.
All medications and medicals.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He's now 32 years. Very strong. You see him, you never think that he's a sickler.
Amen.
Amen. That is the work of God. And so when today we say sickness is over, our sister Julie, it is over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen,
we stamped it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Never to hear it anymore. Amen. Brethren, let us all put our faith together tonight and hold it that yes, it is. Amen. Oh, another thing, I don't know whether I need to say it here. Praise God. But I need to say it because it is what? It is for the church. And nothing to be hid. Amen. In my dream, Sister, what's the name? Mike's wife. Sister Patience. In my dream, she told me, brother, I'm pregnant. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many believe it?
Amen.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My brother, let us what? Hold one another in our hearts. Carry one another's burden upon your heart. God will reveal something to you.
Amen.
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 That is what God is working in us. God is working in this house. And believe in the name of Jesus Christ that He's more than able in every situation. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, let us be strong in Him. From tonight, brother, my sister, believe that God is dwelling in you. The Almighty God is in you. There is no sin in you. And you can never sin. Amen.
Amen.
Believe it.
Amen.
And it will be yours.
Amen.
Forever and ever.
Lord.
Oh, give us something, brother. Oh, I feel so inspired tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Every feather.
Shall we sing? Oh.
Jesus, bring.
Every feather is broken.
Glad is it in me, oh Jesus, praise.
brethren, tonight, let's confirm tonight unto the Lord that, Lord, I am your temple. Just confirm it to him tonight that, Lord, I am your temple. I am without sin. Lord, tonight, I dedicate myself, Lord, with a broken spirit, broken and a contrite heart. I surrender, Lord, to you. Come in now and take your place in me. Come and dwell now. Come into your temple now. Come and walk in your temple now. Come, O Lord Jesus, and dwell. You said, I am your resting place. I have accepted, O God, I've opened every door tonight, Lord. Come in now, Lord. Come and take your place. I believe your word tonight that I'm without sin because you died for my sins. And something you died for can never come back again. So Lord, I accept every word tonight by faith that I am the living God. I am the temple of the living God, the Almighty God. I confirm it tonight, Lord. Even as the prophet said, the Holy Spirit is here to inspire that our confession will come. We all come together. Oh, it is the Almighty God living in his church, walking in his church. Oh, standing amongst his children. That is our prayer tonight, Lord. That each will receive tonight the same portion. The Lord, we all will be a dedication, Lord, as a living church, O God, where you dwell in and walk in and blessing your children, Lord. Father, we commit all of them into your hands. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, tonight. Lord, we know whom we are now. The temple of the living God. Father, we bless you, Lord Jesus, that today we've gotten our new name. We have shunned that old name. The old man we have crucified, and the body of sin has been destroyed. Father, we thank you tonight that you have come to live in your temple. You have come to walk in your temple. You've come to rest in your temple. We thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. We walk out, Lord, with faith, with confidence, or believing that we are the temple of the living God, as we have dedicated to you, Lord. Father, keep your temple from every works of the enemy. Keep your temple now, Lord, against powers and principalities. Keep your temple now away from the world. Keep your temple, Lord, holy. Keep your temple, Lord Jesus, with your word. Keep your temple, Lord. Father, as we surrender with a broken spirit, broken and contrite heart, we sacrifice to you in Jesus' name. Amen. How many believe tonight? My brother, my sister, let joy always be upon your heart. Believe in that the Almighty God is living in you, is working in you. Believe it, and you will never be afraid of whatever the devil will bring on your way, because he that is in you is greater than he that will meet you. In Jesus' name, believe it. Amen. God richly bless you. As I said, I have no time here. So, and there the time here also is not working. So I don't even know the time. But we know that the Holy Spirit has spoken to us tonight. And the most important thing is that we have received him. And we are going out with him. Amen. Oh, praise God.